Jordan Silk. Well, Jordan, fantastic. Congratulations. What's that feeling like, that century in the last knock of the season?
Oh, man, it feels good. More importantly, I think that, we're in a pretty strong position here in this game to, hopefully come out tomorrow at some stage and take these 10 wickets. That's the more pleasing thing is how well we've sort of, put together three good days of cricket.
Did you feel like a big score was always around the corner for you in this second half of the season?
Yeah, I think so. I always hope there's a big score around the corner. But, I'd been working pretty hard, I think, in the last week or so. I was very disappointed with how I performed sort of, this back half of the season, and particularly in WA. And, sort of got to work. Probably, having a week in between games there just allowed me to sort of get back to a few of the fundamentals. And, just worked really hard at it for a week. And it's nice to see a little bit of reward.
Now, one day to come this year for the Tigers.
Yeah.
What are you thinking about in terms of a declaration?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be pretty soon. So, it's obviously, as you can see, it's a pretty benign sort of surface at the moment, flat wicket. So it's going to take, it's going to take a bit of time. So, we'd, ideally have, most of the day at them tomorrow to take these 10 wickets.
Might you declare overnight?
Yeah, there's potential to do that. We'll just see how we're going. Yeah. We'll just see what we need.
And Queensland, do you think that target, you're safe with that, or can that be chased down, do you think, in a day?
I'd be disappointed if we didn't feel safe with that sort of target. But, it's all to play for them. They've got to try and win. So that's always sort of played into our thinking and our strategy around when we sort of declare, is that, we can make this as hard as possible for Queensland and set them a pretty high run rate.
What's been the difference in this game? Across the 3 days, your team has been playing with a lot of energy. You've been great in the field. Obviously, some great, good performances with the bat and with the ball. What's been the difference between this performance and other performances since the break?
Yeah, it's hard to put my finger on it, really. I think the last sort of couple of weeks, we've had some really good chats, within our training room about how we sort of want to go about our cricket. And, we had a really good chat after the Perth game, and it really clarified a lot of things for a lot of guys. And, I think it's nice always being at home, and the conditions that we like to think we play pretty well in. Probably just that freedom of it being sort of maybe the last round of the year, and guys can go out there and express themselves in a certain way. And, the way I think Caleb Jewell batted throughout this game, Joe Webster, it's really exciting for Tassie cricket.
And the moment of the day maybe was Ian Carlisle knocking over Max Bryant. That was an important part of the day.
It was. It was a funny old sort of innings, Queensland. Obviously, they were sort of playing a game within a game with bonus points and whatnot, and they were coming quite hard at times. So, I thought Max Bryant played a really, really good innings. Hit the middle of the bat a lot, and for Ian to sort of disrupt that and get Maxie as his first scout was critical at that stage. It sort of stemmed the flow a little bit.
And were you conscious of that 303 target for Queensland? That they really needed those runs to give themselves a slightly better chance of getting to the final?
Yeah, I think the umpire actually mentioned it to me out there at one stage. I saw as they were sort of getting close that there were a few nerves, I think, around in their change room. And, when we did get that last wicket, their heads seemed to drop a little bit. So we knew it was, we knew something was going on there.
All right, so one day to come. Let's hope it's an exciting one. And, you've controlled the game for 3 days. Yeah. And congratulations again on the ton.
Cheers. Thanks, Pete.
Thank you.